With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court reining in a lower court order that allowed a watchdog group wide-ranging access to records of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The High Court's majority said a judge's directive allowed Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington to examine DOJ's recommendations for cost savings at executive branch agencies was not appropriately tailored. In a two-page order Friday, the Supreme Court said such access was not a proper way to resolve an ongoing dispute about whether DOJ is a federal agency subject to the Freedom of Information Act or operates as a presidential advisory body that does not have to share its records with the public. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senate Republicans making changes to their party's sweeping tax bill in hopes of preserving a new policy that would prevent states from regulating artificial intelligence. It is something that just recently was probably unthinkable, but it's here.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
A Seattle man has been charged with a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent and current and former football and baseball players. Authorities contend that 21-year-old Earl Henderson Riley IV, charged with several counts of residential burglary, along with allegedly first-degree robbery. This is SRN News. Southern Poverty Law Center at it again.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities muted as a growing number of major companies are refusing to fund such events under pressure from very unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. And in Missouri, the KC Pride says it has lost about half of its annual budget. This is SRN News. A team of scientists driving into severe storms just to study hail.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It has already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. John Scott reporting.
Canadian wildfires forcing another 1,000 people to flee their homes in the community of Snow Lake, Manitoba. It's under a state of emergency. That fire has already forced out 5,000 residents in a nearby area and 1,000 more in surrounding cottages and homes. 27 total fires in Manitoba, 8 of them burning out of control. More details at srnnews.com.